Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my, can't miss that. Never have yet. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 24th day of April, 2019. That makes it a Tuesday. Turncoat to, no, oh, what the hell, it ain't Wednesday. The 24th. There we go. The 24th, April 19th. Anyways, it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently go ahead.
Weasel Wednesday.
Weasel Wednesday. Evil Weasel Wednesday. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It was almost thoroughly confusing Thursday. Well, it'd be tomorrow. It's currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's kind of cloudy out there. It looks like it might rain, but I don't care. It's going to be 71. I'm loving it, man. Yesterday I was outside and the sun was shining on me. You feel life's energy just pumping in through the veins. See what we're going to look at here. Trump mauls allowing foreign vessels to ship U.S. gas within the country. We'll get into this just as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty. The knight in shining armor. Trump mulls allowing foreign vessels to ship U.S. gas within the country. Well, why not? It's America first, isn't it? This is from Yahoo News. I'm just sitting here pointing out day after day the fucking treachery being committed by this prick is, it's exhausting. President Donald Trump is seriously considering waiving the requirement that the U.S. flagged vessels, that only U.S. flagged vessels can move goods from American ports to Puerto Rico or energy-starved areas of the Northeast, according to people familiar with the deliberations. Now, have you looked at the goddamn pipelines across this country, all heading to ports for export, to export our raw resources out of this fucking country? If we were going to run pipelines and there was a problem with the vessels, I mean, if there was a competition here between pipelines and vessels, I would, either one, goddamn the Exxon Valdez. I mean, either one of them is a danger to the fucking environment. But, if there was going to be some kind of competition, it wouldn't be from foreigners. Is the foreigners going to move it or are we going to move it? Well, let's see what's behind this shit. The issue was debated during an Oval Office meeting on Monday following requests from Puerto Rico. Fuck Puerto Rico. It needs to be cut off us. It's nothing but a fucking butt leech. It needs to be cut away from us. and pressure from oil industry leaders. Oh, the oil industry leaders. You know, the ones, the handful that through their good old boy fucking connections and through buying fucking politicians ended up owning all of the fucking oil resource in this country. Isn't that something? Blonged all of us one day. No due process of the law, not even no notice of an action from any fucking American national. And all of a sudden, just these, they're oil magnates. They own all the oil in the goddamn country. They got it leased to them, just them. And nobody sent me no goddamn lease money. No annuities in the mail for Henry. In fact, what I see right now is $3 a gallon gas down at the fucking gas station. Oh, because we did have to push them embargoes just right now when the driving season starts so that we can rake the fucking American people, especially the fucking working poor, you goddamn piece of shit, Donald Trump. How stupid do you think people are? And I know you can look around. You can fucking hire a crowd to clap around you. But goddamn, I'm here to tell you what. A fucking 2 million sitting in front of you is nothing. You piece of shit. And your piece of shit counterparts in the international communist community. Including your friends, your close good friends, the Clintons and the Bushes. The issue was debated during an Oval Office meeting Monday following requests from Puerto Rico and pressure from the oil industry leaders to ease the nearly 100-year-old Jones Act requirement. Now, see, this is where it's going to get interesting because we're going to talk about these fucking acts. Jones Act requirements, according to three people, although top administration officials are divided on the issue. Of course they are. They're always divided because one's fighting for a contract for his fucking master that he serves as lapdog for. And another one, he is arguing for the contracts of some foreign son of a bitch that he serves as lapdog for. And the fucking American people aren't even considered in the equation. Trump is now leaning in favor of some kind of waiver. There's that word, people. Waiver. Why are these goddamn so-called asylum seekers just fucking pouring across our border? Well, we had laws in place, or supposed to have laws. No, what we had was fucking policies in place, right? Because we, the people, were to enforce the law, and we could have stopped this fucking invasion in fucking a heartbeat if we had our common law courts and our common law authority, and any son of a bitch from NORCOM that stood in our fucking way, we would just mow their asses down. We would fucking squish them like the fucking bugs they are. A waiver. See, that's what's been going on all the fucking long here, people. That's how come you thought you had immigration laws. You thought you had border security. But what you had was border policy, which is not law because you cannot issue a waiver to the fucking law. The law is the law. But in the admiralty, see, this is commercial law. And goddamn, if you got your tongue up the butt of fucking Donald Trump or Jared Kushner, well, you can get a waiver, you see. It'll apply to the fucking, that's what we talk about, who really makes the fucking regulations, this phony fucking corporate law that does not apply to an American national, this fraudulent fucking corporate United States that doesn't apply to an American national. Well, see, it's just like them giving themselves immunity from prosecution. That's a waiver. A waiver, but that's legal. Yeah, but it ain't lawful, you son of a bitch. And people are learning the difference. A waiver. I guess if you were a fucking multi-billion-dollar oil company and something stood in your way of making huger profits, like there's mountains of wealth. Where we sit here impoverished with mountains of our own wealth all around us that we extracted from this fucking, from our fucking country. And fucking they talk about waivers. Waivers and exclusive immunities for certain people within the corporate aristocracy. The aristocracy is not bound to the same, they're not laws, to the same legalese as the fucking subjects are by any means. A goddamn oil magnate, he'll go walk right in there and tell his, put his arm around his queer buddy fucking faggot ass Trump and say, I need a waiver for this. We're talking millions. I'll kick you some. Don't worry about it, bro. Because it is international corporate mafia, and that's all in the fuck it is. And there is no fucking law except the Bill of Rights. And it is, doesn't exist until we fucking start enforcing it. Said two of the people who asked for anonymity to discuss the private discussions. The move, which would be fought by U.S. shipbuilding interests and their allies. See, when they, everything is a corporate interest. I mean, this was not the land of a fucking billionaire building industry. It was supposed to be the land of freedom and liberty and a plenty for all, because there was a plenty for all of us under the goddamn free enterprise system with a fucking debt-free currency. Hey, man, we're living in paradise, people. But they couldn't have stole it all from us. A handful couldn't have took. They have mountains that a thousand generations of them could never spend. Spending millions a day on the boats, fucking, I don't know, on fish, like their private lakes that they have built in their backyards. They still couldn't spend it. It is a sickness. It's called greed. And they'll never get enough. How much is enough for them? Everything, and then start taking from, they'll kill each other for whatever's left. It'll be killed right to the top till there's one son of a bitch left with the big mountain on top of the biggest mountain of gold, while the people have starved to death looking at that mountain of gold that they fucking created that belongs to them, that these cocksuckers stole from them. 100-year-old Jones Act, according to three people, although top administrative officials are divided on the issue, I'm sure they are. My contractor versus they're all internationals. I don't care. There is no such thing as a goddamn American business, because there is no American. There's American corporations, but there are no American businesses anymore. If it was an American business, you could tell a queer you don't have to bake a cake for him. Get the fuck out the door. My business in the common law, in our common law jurisdiction, mine, all mine, none yours. Trump is now leaning in favor of some kind of waiver, said two of the people who asked for anonymity to discuss the private discussion. The move, which would be fought by U.S. shipbuilding interests and their allies on Capitol Hill. Oh, their allies, their representation, see, they have representation. It's not allies. It's who they have in their fucking pockets. Period. That there is no representation of the people, because it is not a fucking representative government. It is a corporation that represents corporate boards that represent corporate interests who are the contractors who are greasing them, who paid to put them in office, just like the son of a bitches that ended up with, just a handful of money. All the oil in the United States. Somehow that happened. And it was
they offer to give them a really slick job after they get out of Congress.
Well, don't they? I mean, Charlie, don't they go? You know, they'll serve in some high banking position, and then they'll serve in the cabinet, and then they'll go back to the private sector, to some other corporation, and then they'll go back and serve in. Isn't that how it's called? The ruling elite. They serve in many capacities.
All they got to do is sign their name, and they get everything they want.
You goddamn right. Everything that belongs to us has been promoted as essential to lower the cost of energy in Puerto Rico. You know, fuck Puerto Rico. What is Puerto Rico to us? It is a fucking drain on us. They have the welfare programs. They get all the goodies, and they pay zero fucking taxes. Not that there should be any taxes. There should be no fucking Puerto Rico attached to our asses like the leeches they are. Fuck. And God damn it, people. I mean, if something happened, I mean, look what happened in 2008 to our people. You know how many people committed fucking suicide and shit? I mean, it was a terrible destruction to us, and everybody around the world just fucking laughed at it. Oh, good. Yeah, so, well, you're dead now. You were living the life. You had a middle-class life, and you almost bought your home. They did laugh at it. Because they know that these international son of a bitches want to hand it over to their third world worthless asses who could not create or build anything. So why? Because then once they have it, well, it's easy to take. Hey, just coming straight and taking it from us ain't quite such an easy chore. It's like handing everything over to the Indian tribes. I mean, it's these vast authorities and bullshit things that the Department of Interior creating states? Find that for me in the fucking Constitution, if you would, please. Unelected fucking officials creating fucking goddamn countries. I mean, their own states. Find it for me. It doesn't exist. This is all one big fat ass corporate fraud, and fucking can't believe people aren't sick enough of it to just fucking, I mean, there ain't that many of them.
It's the general welfare.
Yes. I love that. See, that's a loophole, Charlie. That's what you call a loophole. A loophole that's supposed to dismiss our Bill of Rights, which is ratified fucking law by the states, and it was law of this land before it was ever attached to that fraudulent fucking aristocratic serving fucking constitution that was made to be breached, that was made, I mean, well, it's like any contracts you get today, that we've come full circle. Because you'll get a contract
arbitrary and capricious.
You goddamn right. And if they want to change the terms of your contract, they don't need your signature. You're a fucking subject.
What was stapled to the bottom of our contract?
Exactly, man. But the bottom line is
controlling documents stapled at the bottom.
Exactly, brother. The thing is, the people, we had ourselves free. We were fucking, we made sure that it was understood that, yeah, okay, we're going to let you guys have this fucking government because you say we need you to protect our freedoms that we just kicked. We just won with blood while you sit back on the fucking hill and they can tell all the stories about George Washington. They won. I say bullshit. The shot holes in his fucking coat and stuff. I say it was a publicity stunt by the fucking aristocracy to act like that son of a bitch was out there. I mean, you know, while, you know, people talk about Valley Forge and the people that froze to death there and starving and stuff. Well, not old Georgie. He was up there in a fucking mansion fucking eating the best fucking food in the fucking land, people. You got to realize and being called Your Excellency. You guys got to understand that this shit has always been this way. And that's why the true patriots insisted on that Bill of Rights, that we won this fucking country, not you, you fucking scumbag sitting back there on the fucking hill, fucking drawing on fucking maps and doing your dirty duplicity internationally with your international fucking partners.
George Washington started the First World War. I mean, we know it as the French and Indian War, but it was the First World War, really.
Yes, it was.
He did it just to make him a name for himself. He ambushed and murdered a bunch of Frenchmen that were just camping out, minding their own business, and decided
yep,
to make
sure
a name
as hell
for
did.
Himself.
Yes, he did. He did. And then he did get his recognition and also a huge grant of property from the fucking king. Now, how is it that these son of a bitches who were the king's men who had these huge, like William Penn, you heard of the state of Pennsylvania? That was a grant to the king from the king to William Penn. How is it they got to keep all of that shit that they got through that was taken from the what belonged to the rest of us? Why did we stick with the fucking old charter with the goddamn Catholic Church for the United States? Why? I mean, we just won this fucking country. We're standing here. We own her, right? Straight up. Anybody want to challenge it? We've still got our guns. Why were those charters left in place, people? Because that fucking ruling elite fucking controlled it all right up to the fucking final signing of that phony-ass constitution.
The Masonic Jews.
You goddamn right. Exactly correct. I'm surprised you say it. Better be careful saying that. Better be careful telling the truth, Charlie. Avert them fucking eyes. Where were we here? 100-year-old Jones Act requirement, according to three people, although administrative officials are divided on the issue, they are the move, which was okay by their allies on Capitol Hill. They're fucking bought and paid for fucking stooges that do not represent. They make no pretense to represent the people of this fucking country. Only the corporate fucking elite. Only the elite. What do they call it? The ruling elite. They make it clear to you in that 14th Amendment that you are a fucking subject, and what they decide is what is law to you. It is legal. It is what you will consider legal and illegal. Fuck you. I got a higher law, you son of a bitch. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. And that's the law of this land. And that's the law that's going to be enforced on your fucking asses before this is over with. has been promoted as essentially to lower the cost of energy to Puerto Rico and ease the flow of American natural gas to U.S. Northeast, where there aren't enough pipelines to deliver the product from Pennsylvania. Well, if you didn't have all them fucking pipelines running down to the coastline so you could haul our fucking resources, raw resources out of here, if you didn't build fucking pipelines down into Mexico to fuel the industry that has taken our fucking industry out of this country, and it stays there a while, some of it stays there a while, the rest goes to China, we wouldn't need no shipping, would we? Why are all those pipelines heading to the fucking coasts? It ain't for our industry. It ain't to fuel our industry, is it? And now they're talking about like this fucking natural gas. Now that they've, gotten rid of the ban on the export. Oh, we're going to be number one export of our fucking crude oil. But hey, by the way, you're going to be right now. We just put an embargo on Iran because them damn Iranians are a danger to us. You know, Israel. The United States of Israel, it's a danger to us. So we're going to put them, we're going to tell anybody that buys oil from, we'll sanction them too. We're going to drive the price of that fucking gas up to over $3 a gallon for the driving season. Because that's when you guys, whenever these fucking, the ruling elite, when they lose money, and they don't lose money very fucking often, but anyone who lost money during the year, it's all going to be made up during the summer because you're going to hand them to them out of your pocket at the fucking gas pump. The petrodollar. Don't never forget that. Okay, but even inside the Trump administration, there are fierce defenders of the Jones Act, a 1920 law requiring that vessels moving cargo between two U.S. ports be U.S. built, owned, and crewed. That should be a no fucking brainer, right? It's our country. I mean, this is way before this. We just stepped up and said, we're going to become a member of the international economy. We're the richest fucking people on the planet. So we want to get into fucking bed with all of these third world fucking countries, and it's going to make us richer and better. It's going to make a handful, the same fucking handful that fucking own the fucking, the corporation. That would be your, brethren. You know, your brothers and sisters over there in Israel. You know, the Zionists. Go ahead.
I think that applies to airplanes, too. You know, I was an airplane pilot, and I got displaced by Australia, and they made a big deal about importing a bunch of Australian pilots to work for one-third of what I was getting.
Now you're talking. See, what they're trying to do is make the United States an international zone. We went from a fucking sovereign country, or we were gonna dabble. We're going to become a part of the international economy. A part of international trade organizations, because it was going to be real. I mean, this was when it was happening. I'm sitting there going, how fucking dumb do they think we are? We got the best. We got the most. Why would we want to join in business with somebody that has less than us that can only take from us? They can give us nothing.
Henry.
Yes.
What court would I go to sue them for violating the Jones Act? The company I work for.
Well, it would have to be an admiralty court, because the Jones Act was created after 1869. It's a corporate policy. That's why you can just write a waiver.
It would be a
federal action. It'd probably be under Title 20. You'd probably be a Title 28 federal question in the admiralty.
I'll look that up, but them judges there hate me.
Well, the bottom line is, look who you're up against. You're up against the
exactly.
Fucking oil industry. They don't get, I mean, that's why we had the common law, so that these fuckers could never get, you know, these power blocks that could fucking deny us our goddamn rights. Yeah, see, if the common law existed, you could take all these assholes to court for treason. Just get them out, just hang them, and not even think twice about it. And then they would hang because they're guilty of sin. They're guilty prima facie in their own writings, in their own professions. They profess.
Too bad you can't volunteer. Too bad you can't volunteer to be on the jury.
Well,
I gotta tell you, if Trump goes through with this bullshit. And he actually does this, stabbing us all in the back again. If he pulls this shit off with this Jones Act, I can guarantee you, whatever country he waves, those are the people that are giving him something personally, like cash or a Trump building somewhere or some corrupt bullshit. That's the only way this is going to fly with Trump. He's so goddamn corrupt that whoever he lets in, whoever a flagship that he's going to let haul that goddamn natural gas, I can guarantee you that country's loaned him a lot of money.
What he's trying to do is make our ports, the ports that he hasn't already, that haven't already been turned over to foreign country, international ports, because that's every airport is international. It's an international. The big airports, they're all international. It's international zone. Okay, that's why people can get.
That's another question about airports. They're private property, but then they don't pay property tax
because they've been made international zones. They will pay.
It's private property, so you can't go there petitioning or hold up any sign anywhere near their damn property, just like a fucking mall.
Right. Every airport, all the big airports, in Chicago and all the big airports, I mean, your little local airports like here at Chiloquin, even it's under international control.
Yeah, Baton Rouge, I had run in with a cop there. I was holding a Ron Paul sign, and he can't do that. And I said, well, the people are picking me up. They're looking for this Ron Paul sign. I'm just holding it for them. I'm not doing anything else. And they called me off, said, no, you. Called it, forget how he said it, but it was one roided up cop. And he said, this is, he mixed the words public and private.
Well, I got news for you. It doesn't belong to no individual under the common law of this country, and that's the only way
I think it's still on my YouTube channel. I had 10,000 views on it.
But Henry, it's natural gas only.
No, it's not natural gas. It's goddamn. Well, we'll get into it a little bit more. It's bottom of the hour. When we get back, we'll finish this article. We'll move through it fast because we got a couple more we want to look at here. But what this is trying to do is turn, this was done supposedly for national defense. You're not going to be depending upon a foreign country if you're at war and you need to move shit in your own goddamn waters, in your own territorial waters, to your own parts of your territories. And you're not going to have foreign fucking ships doing it, okay? But the reason it's being done is because those foreign ships, they don't cost as much to operate or build as these American ships. And that's what it's all about. It ain't about America first. It ain't about what's good for America. It's about what's good for the international corporate mafia, the corporations. Now, just because you base your ass in go down and national corporation, the United States Corporation, and you get a charter in this fucking country for your fucking international business, that doesn't make you an American national entitled to the fucking resources of this country or one of us. But what they want is you've heard of the free trade zone. They want America to be a complete free trade zone. See, that's a good thing for you because it's trade and trade. We were rich until you started this international shit. We're not stupid. But what you do when you make it an international trade zone, it really doesn't belong to anybody. And that's really what they want to come down to. So that a Chinaman can have a goddamn big Chinese factory and bring his Chinaman over here and pay them Chinese wages and have a Chinese city for them to live in. The whole fucking country, they want to be one international free trade zone. And then if you have that, then no goddamn national laws are going to apply to something international, are they? And that's what they're pushing for.
All right.
We'll be right back.
World order.
Goddamn right. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time. That was Creedence Clearwater with Born on the Bayou. Don't let that man do you like he done to me. And it's, they've been doing it to us generationally. Back to this Trump mulls allowing foreign vessels to ship U.S. gas. This is what it's coming down to, people. You look at what's going on at the fucking border. When I tell you that 150 miles is U.N. territory, that is goddamn NORTHCON troops consisting of every fucking nation around the world, that's the world. Anybody can go there. Citizens of the world. That's why they just walking right in. And that's what they want to make this whole goddamn country that belongs to just a handful. The fucking American nationals. Our resources. They're telling us, well, that doesn't belong to you. Well, the corporation, we sold that. See what happened here, people? This is a huge piece of real estate and it belonged to a very few fucking people. Relatively to the rest of the world. Now see, China, they're fucking breeding like goddamn rabbits. There's almost 2 billion of the bastards. And all these South American countries, fucking like rabbits. Why? Because they've been told to. They've been told, you fuck it, because there's a place. We got new territories to open up. And it is the United States. You know how much wilderness we have in this goddamn country? And see, the thing is, it's not, if they don't have a slave there, pulling the fucking wealth out to put on the fucking goddamn mountains of gold that we cannot even imagine, then it's a race is what it is. It's a race. And Donald Trump is working right now with every fucking bone in his body to remove the sovereignty of the United States, the little united, big ass states of the Americas, and make this an international trade zone. I'll tell you what that means. That means bring in the slave labor to sit right on top of the fucking resources so you don't have to pay transportation fees. And then, you know, it fits right in with your Georgia Guidestones. Get it down to 550 million after, and this will be after, you know, the mass extraction of the resources from our country. It is so big, that's why they're having to pump so many in. And they're trying to get it as fast as they fucking can before the people fucking figure it out. They're taking what belongs to you and me. And they're bringing it, they're bringing the world in to do it. And they're telling China, hell, I mean, what the fuck does the difference made if the money's been paid and the bribes have been paid and it's been paid back this way and the corporations have made the payments to one another through their contracts that goddamn, let's take Kansas. Kansas is now China. When you cross that fucking line, you're in China. It's just like the goddamn ports, those Costco ports. You ever been? I know Mark's probably been down a zillion of them. But when you go on to one of these fucking Chinese ports, you are in China, my friends. And now that 150-mile stretch down through there, the United Nations never really, you know, they've grabbed lands all over the country through the IMF and the, I can't think of the name of it just right off the hand. At any rate, they've grabbed lands like Africa and, I mean, big parts of land. Wherever the resources are, they fucking grab it. They grab it and it's theirs. They come to help you and they come and they steal your fucking resources from the people that are there. This fucking one handful. But they'll take, like I said, they breed. They've been breeding. Why they told us Americans, man, who could actually afford to have 10 children if we wanted them? Because we had the goddamn property, we had the resources, if they were just ours for us to use. But no, the Americans, man, we didn't breed. We didn't breed our own numbers. Logically, if it's our property and it's our resource, it's our wealth, and we didn't breed our own numbers, there's no more draw on that resource than there was the last generation. Any tiny development, we should have more. Then the generation, as generations go on, the generation behind us ought to have more. Don't you see that? But we have less. Why do we have less? Because they're pumping it. They want this whole country to be an international trade zone, not a country, a zone.
Yeah. That, That Jones Act is 100 years old. That son of a bitch wants to wipe it off just with a stroke of a pen.
And he will. Because you know why he can do it? Because it was never law. It was only policy. That's all they could ever make was fucking legislated policy. And that policy could never violate the law, which it does. What's the law? The Bill of Rights. That was the only jurisdiction to be upon the land of the people of the United States of these Americas. And the jurisdiction resided in the individual. That way nobody could ever steal our country away from us. They could not team up and bring in fucking foreigners. But I mean, that's what was happening right out the goddamn gate. You know, we talk about the railroad coming across here. We talk about these huge ranches. No, boy, they love them ranchers. It's like the Bundys, you know, the good old the ranchers, you know, get fucking, he got leased a fucking size of a fucking half a state. That's my ranch. Yeah, and it all began with some son of a bitch and lord over there in like a lord in Switzerland or a lord in New Zealand. These lords, they come over and they fucking, they would just buy up enough politicians to get a fucking, after 1869, when the Bill of Rights ceased to be, I mean, it didn't cease to be, but when they ceased to recognize it, when they committed the treachery of trying to overthrow the people's authority. Then they start, then they would just say, well, we're going to lease out 50,000 square miles of land to this lord here, this corporate lord from another country. And he'd come over here and he'd pay off the fucking his politicians, and all of a sudden he's a rancher but wait a minute. Now that land belonged to all of us. And he got it for fucking just a little bit of money that showed up on the fucking books of the United, well, the corporation by then. That showed up on the corporation by then, and all the rest of it came in brown envelopes and was put in accounts in Switzerland and fucking those Bulgarian countries. I mean, remember when they found them, you know, that all of those deposits, there was going to be a big deal. Oh, people were going to jail. I can't remember. One of them Kekistan countries where they had been fucking, had all these bank accounts. And had been harboring this money forever, and it just
next thing. That sounds Jewish, Stein.
Stein, doesn't it? Doesn't it? But that's.
But, hey, anyway, I don't know if you're aware, but talking about taking over land, and people don't care because almost nobody's an airplane pilot anymore, so nobody cares. But officially, the beginning January 1st next year, you cannot fly on the. Across the beach, like if you get where the beach line is,
mm-hmm.
if you fly just over the water of the beach line,
uh-huh.
you have to have an ankle bracelet on your airplane. In fact, they've got any time you go within 30 miles of a big airport or any control tower,
uh-huh.
even to fly, used to you could just fly over at 10,000 feet and keep going. But
they've already got one. It's called a transponder.
No, it's on top. This is a new thing called ADS-B, and it tells exactly who you are, who the plane's registered, and it's a GPS position. It's an ankle bracelet on there. It's got to be on there January 1st, or you'll be shot down if you fly in these areas. So.
Well,
but nobody cares, because even people that I've talked to, they say, oh, well, I'll be dead time and all that. Or
yeah,
you know,
I love that excuse.
A bunch of pilots where I'm at, or they'll say, it don't affect me because, you know, it's just another kind of transponder, so I'm not caring about it. But
what it and that,
anyway,
and,
it seems like I'm the only one upset, you know. I came up with the label ankle bracelet because that's really what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
But, are you talking about, I mean, experimental, Charlie, or, I mean, anything that flies, you mean? Or I don't, you know.
Anything that flies has to have ASDB, it's called, to go into, they've shut off more than half of the airspace in the country.
That's because?
Cut it in half. What you used to, I mean, I used to brag how, you know, 30 years ago, this is the greatest country. I can just take off and fly anywhere I want without talking to nobody. And I remember being down in the Bahamas. I mean, I said, it's so great to live in a country that don't have these balloons, you know, cables, 10,000-foot cable balloons with radar, you know. I said, uh-huh. That's stupid. Somebody would, and sure enough, They got him here.
Of course, because, like I said, it's all to be Katie, just as we were going out, said a new world order. And that's exactly what it is. And you're going to have, just like these fucking ships they're talking about. You're going to have transport vehicles. You're going to have people from every fucking country coming in here. And this, there's no United States anymore. And that's what Trump is doing. As he's sitting there talking about make America first, he is finishing off any thought of any fucking American sovereignty. He is removing all American sovereignty. And he sits there fucking, I mean, you see, like, he gets interviewed this morning and they ask him questions and it's about, they're talking about the economy and how, oh yeah, they're making $1 zillion, all right. It's coming right from fucking us, right from our resources, selling what doesn't belong to them. A lot of fraudulent fucking sells. That's what it is. And when we get through with this fucking fight, that's what's going to have to be undone because there is no statute of limitations on fraud.
But that makes him one of the most dangerous son of a bitches on the planet right now.
Yep.
This guy can't even put two words together correctly. Look at all the power this son of a bitch has got.
Oh, it's bigger than that, Mark. Go ahead.
They talk about Hitler. I mean, he looks like a lamb. I mean, the best they could do, Hitler could do was tap 40 telephones at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they tap every telephone now.
Now, the bottom line is, why do they want to know what everybody's doing at every moment? Why? I mean, in our day-to-day lives.
They don't know at that moment, but they store everyone. So if you get put
right.
If you get put on the list, then they're going to go back and look and see what all you're doing.
This has been their dream. The thing is, it is the fear. There is a handful that are doing this to the world. And it is the fear of, I mean, if you've got that huge, I mean, you just cannot know what this fucking, any of those people out there are thinking or any groups of them are thinking. Because people are going to figure out, you know, when there's just like 99% of the population is starving. And there ain't no food. Everybody's working. The fucking goddamn resources are flying out. The fucking stock market is booming. And the people are going hungry. Man, you're going to want... I mean, this is why they have to fucking put goddamn cameras on your shoes. And have a fucking treacherous... I mean, that was one of the other things that fucking Hitler and Stalin wanted was treacherous fucking enforcers. So when they look out across that crowd that you cannot even imagine, you know, the 7 billion people of this planet, and they see a group that could cause a threat, they put together whatever they need and they go and they fucking crush them before they can become a fucking threat. It's all about control. That's why the gun thing in the United States is
we've gone way past that. Now we turn in each other. They don't even need police. We just call and report your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. They sold that for quite a long time. But at some point in the ball game, that breaks down, too, because we're going up the food chain. I mean, you're seeing, like, these fucking people who thought that, they were with the in crowd. They weren't quite as in as they thought. And it's good. And as the resources are brought more and more into one fucking pile. I mean, it's the ultimate game of Monopoly. As it's brought more and more into...
I had CPS show up at my door, 8 a.m., emergency inspection, my girlfriend's kids. And
what?
And I said, hey, we got a right to confront the witness. Where's your... Who'd you get this information from? She started spouting out a bunch of stuff, and I said, did you witness this? No, I don't have to. I said, yeah, you do. That's hearsay. So, anyway.
Did she have that warrant, a warrant to come into your house?
No.
She didn't have no warrant? I would have brought that Bill of Rights over there, and I just said to Bill, this fucking, I don't know what this thing is. It says the Bill of Rights. It's ratified law.
Yeah, my girlfriend's convicted felon, so, you know, I don't know what their rights are. Probably not much.
Well, if she was convicted after 1869, she's not a convicted felon.
Yeah,
if she was convicted outside the common law.
They released them under my supervision. So.
Oh, you're shit.
But one thing that's really, a problem with me also about all this is you've got these clowns like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity out there. and they each got like 4 million listeners each, and they can say whatever the fuck they want out there, and they're staunch supporters of anything Trump does. These two assholes back him up.
Well,
so now we talk about you know, guys like you and Kornke and other patriots that try and do the good thing. They want to shut them down, but they leave these other fucking pricks do whatever the hell they want. And that's another real big, I mean, to me, that's a real big problem. Anything Trump does, Rush Limbaugh just gives the green light to and flaps his gums, and 40 fucking million people hear it and think that it's okay because he's saying it.
It ain't just Rush. Rush, though Rush was, it was like this weekend or something, it was the stupid box, you know, thing. He was out playing golf with Trump, but it's not just Trump. That's what people don't understand about what they're calling the mainstream media. When you look at those guys on there, like on Fox and Friends, sitting on the couch, people, those are not just some guys that, you know, went to journalist school and became good journalists and worked their way up the ladder there. That is the smartest the elite has. That is the best manipulators they have. They are a part of it.
Like the Harley guy. Google the Harley guy.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, I can't watch TV. I can't. I just can't do it because of it.
No, but he's the one after September 11th. He's the one they interviewed on the television like he was just a guy on the street. But no, he's a fucking Fox News. Google Harley guy, and it shows him talking. And these planes just careened in there, and they collapsed due to the fire.
And to people, these are not journalists. These are not journalists working, you know, the old gumshoe journalists to get the facts, just the facts, ma'am. These people are vested in the fucking project. They have an agenda.
Yeah.
Howard
Stern is the highest paid, and then Rush Limbaugh is the second highest paid. Like $1 million an hour he gets paid.
Well, think about what the ones on goddamn NBC, ABC, and CBS. The main fucking propaganda. Fucking, you know, sit there for fucking half an hour.
Mark is right about Rush Limbaugh. He is top of the dog.
Oh, well, yeah, he is in that arena. But I mean, in the broadcast, I mean, the radio broadcast arena. But you go, I mean, you have Fox and Friends. I mean, they make it look like this. You know, they got the hayseed motherfucker, Steve Ducey.
Conservative cokehead. How can that be?
Oh, well, it's just the way it is, buddy. You see, it's like Fox and Friends sitting on the couch in the morning. You got the hayseed guy who's supposed to be from Ohio. And he's talking to all the hayseeders out there. All you people out there that think you're just, you know, redneck good old boys. He's talking to you. That son of a bitch, I guarantee you, is a multi-billionaire. He is talking for his people. He is a professional liar.
Like fucking Trump.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, let me give you an example. My girlfriend, she cannot stand to a quiet room. It has to be the television going all the time. And so I put your program on, and she's like, immediately, turn that shit off. I don't know how. I mean, she just likes noise. How can she tell what the fuck, you know, how can she tell the difference?
Charlie, you need to get rid of that girlfriend.
Who is she?
Get rid of that girlfriend.
Charlie, before you get rid of her, though, make sure you give Henry a big donation.
tell her that.
She done took everything I had. My credit cards burned up, and I mean, shit.
just tell her that Henry's the only one that believes you ain't a felon.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I just give her money for the babies. They're twin boys, and I mean, they're fucking a handful, 6-7 months old. But,
yeah.
You know, they stretch my limits even. But,
well, I'm glad that I run people like that out of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
You help me out, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you owe me one, brother. Anyways.
I do.
Anyways, What we're talking about here, like with that's what people don't understand. Or you go over to CNN and you have that one that Maddow or whatever, Rachel Maddow. It looks like she tries to be, acts like a man. I mean, the mannerism of a man. These people are fucking trained. They are performers. They are the best that the elite can put out there. It's like I said, old Hayseed. He's from Iowa and he just has that Steve Ducey. Look at that goofy son of a bitch. And he tries to play the part of the everyday, just like Trump was trying to just be. you know, show it. I'm just one of the you guys, you know, that none of them are us. Those son of a bitches.
My brother, I can't get him to listen to your show, but he loves Trump. He said, I love ketchup on my steak, just like Trump, he said. Fuck. Burns me up. I mean, we end up in a fight every time.
And tell him before it's all over, if there'll be nothing left but the ketchup.
Yeah. GMO ketchup.
GMO ketchup. That's all you're going to have left. And you can sit there and sing your praises to Trump sitting on the toilet shitting out diarrhea, because that's all it's going to be left for you. I mean, how can people do, the bottom line is, I mean,
just like the Matrix, where that guy's eating that steak, and I know it ain't real, but boy, it sure tastes good.
That's the problem right there. It ain't real. Just like him, I'm coming up, you know, the people, the bulk of the people in this country who do not vote, who know this shit is all bullshit, who fucking they don't even want to fucking hear it. But the bulk of them, they know what fucking Trump is, man. They understand it, and they have to fucking stand side by side with people that, you know, it's in there. If you look out the window and you see the fucking sun, is it the sun? If only the sun, if fucking Trump says it's the sun. I mean, I cannot believe the mentality of people.
A conservative womanizer on top of that, fuck.
Well, yeah, and evangelicals back him 100% in his adulterous affairs. I don't know, Charlie. I think that fucking some of us are from another planet or something, because I look around me and I see these people and I'm telling you, they are by far the minority. That's what I talk about. The control. That's why the control.
If I didn't have your show, your program is the only sanity I have. I mean, fuck, I miss a day when you don't. I gotta have it.
Oh man, but the bottom line is the people out there, you know. We've become a lazy people.
I'm saying you do a great service, whether you realize fully or not. I mean, shit.
I'm just fighting for my grandchildren, brother. I know what the plan is, and I know.
You have a gift of vision.
I got hit on the head hard when I was a kid. That must have been what.
Yeah, me too. That's why I lost my job. I got a big rock. I got a crack in my skull, and I didn't even think about it, but they did an MRI and said, oh, you got a bruise here.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what, and that was 50 years ago. I said, oh, damn, you know, that's in that same place as that crack in my head.
Oh, man, we went clear off the deep end. Anyways, guys, it's been a fun conversation today. Some days are actually even fun. It's weird. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I'm telling you, it is like being from another world. You look at these people and you know they understand what you're saying. And they come, but they'll just sit there. It's like they're programmed. It is like brainwashing. But you got to remember, they're the few. That's why they need Hollywood. That's why they have to control the mainstream press with a -9 approval rating. It has to be there. That meant that it's like, you know, the MK Ultra person that has to go get the catcher in the rye. They have to do it. I mean, they're programmed, and it's going to take, you're going to have to knock the program out of them. Either they're going to, when this thing breaks loose, it's going to be fucking ugly and it's going to happen quick. And then those who can't turn around, I'm telling you, like, you know, I said the other day, I mean, it'll hurt my heart to do it, but I will pull that fucking lever. And that's what I tell them. They take you a little more seriously.
Corn key might have been false, but that's how I found you, through corn key. So.
Hey, you guys have a great day. That is The Word from the Trenches.
See ya.
Later.